Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
.542 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. Next week in Galesburg starts something I think very important for the community, at least in terms of continuing awareness and education as it relates to mental health. The local organizers of the Out of the Darkness Walk, the West Central Illinois Out of the Darkness Walk, which is a suicide awareness and prevention walk, have partnered with the Regional Office of Education on a number of activities, again, starting next week, that will help parents, in this case, identify mental health issues in their children. I'm so scatterbrained. I don't know what it is today. But we're going to talk about the event called More Than Sad with my friends Chastity Smith and Tina Benedict. And Jessica Donaldson with the Regional Office of Education is here as well, because they're partnering with the ROE on this. Thanks to all of you for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having
us.
Chastity, I'll start with you. From what I understand, this is something that I think is part of a kind of a larger initiative that has worked pretty well in other areas of the country, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And it's something that Tina and I have been working for with our with our committee for several years now. So we happened to meet up with Jessica at Silas Willard for a mental health night they had there. And bless her heart, she helped us in every avenue possible to get this off the ground and running. So,
Jessica, I'll move to you then next. From your perspective, what is this and why is it important for the ROE to be involved, do you feel?
Well, I think just a little bit of background. The ROE was fortunate to receive some 708 grant funding this year. And so what we're doing with that grant funding is really trying to bridge that gap between the school districts and the community and parents.
I should back up a minute here and say 708 is the initiative that was, well, there are a number of them around the state, but this one was for Knox County and was started as a result, I think, of a couple of election cycles ago where I think, sales tax money or something was collected and earmarked for the Knox County 708 Board of Mental Health, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I interrupted
you. Okay. That's
I interrupted
okay.
you. Carry on.
So what we've been doing with the grant funding that the ROE received is to put some workshops and some trainings in place for educators, but also for the community. So More Than Sad was really a great opportunity for us to partner with Out of the Darkness and with American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, because it allows us to offer that training for educators during the day, but also the same workshop and the same materials for parents at night. And it just helps if everyone has that same information so that we can close that gap of services for youth.
I think the local Out of the Darkness Walk has made amazing strides in the last decade or so to help bring awareness and information about suicide prevention and mental health and things like that. But in terms of the school level, where are we kind of at with that? I imagine it seems like that maybe we're just starting down this road, perhaps, on the school level? Would that be a fair assessment?
Well, the school districts in different areas have been putting some effort into training and resources for educators. Here in Galesburg, they have the school-based mental health program through Bridgeway. There are a lot of different workshops and trainings that the educators do go through in regards to trauma, mental illness in their classroom. But this was just a really specific program that we were interested in because it helps the school counselors, the guidance counselors, even the social workers to be able to identify those specific signs of depression and mental illness in youth.
And these are things, at least as I think as I've followed District 205 in this, these are things that have really only been done in the last couple of years, right?
Yeah.
Chastity and Tina, why? What made you want to pull the trigger and get this going here in this area?
We have been trying to do that for about 7 years now, actually. With funds we have raised from the walk, we have provided the More Than Sad program to several schools within several counties, what a 52-mile radius. We had them sent to the schools. It was very encouraging to us when we went to Lombard and met with Nick Young and Mindy Ritchie and a bunch of others that to hear that they've actually been using that program to teach the guidance counselors and in small group sessions at the high school. So that was nice to hear. And they collaborated with us and Jessica. And finally, after 7 years of trying, here we are.
Tina, I imagine as the Out of the Darkness walks have happened over the years that you and Chastity and everybody else involved have heard from a number of people who have had young people taken from us far too soon because of mental health issues.
Yes, for sure. That's always the one I think that hits us the hardest is that the young ones. I mean, we don't like to lose anyone, of course, in our life to suicide. But when the teenagers and we think of how, you know, there's so much more to life. This is not the end, whatever you're going through. And it does just really break our heart. And we think that the information in the schools is very, very important. That's what we've been striving to get into.
Jessica, I think we talk a lot about bullying and the effects it has, mm-hmm. it has on mental health of students. But I can't imagine that that's the only stressor, I guess, for lack of a better term, that that students face, is it?
No, I think that there's a lot that's contributing to the stressors that youth have nowadays. You have everything from just the social situations. You have social media. I think that our community is shifting in terms of expectations that are put on youth. So when you have all these things that are compounded together, you have an increase in a lot of emotions and a lot of behaviors. And we just have to find ways to address them before they increase and they turn into things like symptoms or mental illness.
That said, on the reverse of that, are students more willing to open up about what they're feeling and what they're going through?
You know, I think it really depends sometimes on the area. I will say that I do think our community is doing a good job as far as trying to reduce the stigma. There's obviously still more work that needs to be done. But, you know, I think that what happens when you put the effort into reducing that stigma is you have people that are willing to speak up and they're willing to ask for help. And I think that that's happening more in our community as people are willing to reach out.
All right. So another step towards this end starts, what is it, next Tuesday? Mm-hmm. It's called More Than Sad. If any of the three of you want to talk about that and what's going to be going on at this this event next week.
Okay.
Chastity?
Well, we're going to basically be doing this all day on Tuesday. First, we will be teaching the program to our educators and teachers that have registered. And if you haven't registered, you can get a hold of Jessica and still register.
Okay.
But this is definitely to help the social workers, counselors, and health facilitators, and any of the teachers actually that are interested on noticing the signs of when a student may be more than sad, when something more may be going on, and how to give them the skills and the educational tools to take it further if it needs to be.
Okay.
And that's in the morning. And then till lunchtime, we'll have lunch and we'll have a brief discussion with all of us and kind of toss ideas around how to take this further. And then in the evening, we're offering it to the parents and the community.
Jessica, I know you said that more or less the same material will be given in the session with parents as it will be to the teachers. But are there differences in how that we're learning about that, how teachers can help versus how parents can help?
Well, I think, it really just boils down to being that consistent and supportive adult. You know, we know that that's the biggest protective factor for youth in preventing mental illness. Mm-hmm. So during the day session when the educators are coming, they're hearing the material of the More Than Sad program, but they're also learning how to implement that in their classroom. So it's more of a train the trainer approach.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they will be able to then go into their schools and work with their students and to use the curriculum. In the evening when the parents are coming out, they're sitting through the workshop to basically give them a better understanding of what the youth may be hearing as well when they're going through the workshop.
It kind of helps bridge the gap between school and home because a lot of time that's where the disconnect is what they've learned at school and what's going on at home. We're trying to help bridge the gap here so we are all on the same page. All of the adults in these children's lives are all on the same page.
And it's for all adults to recognize and students.
I am almost out of time, and I want to circle back to the event on Tuesday. But after you get through Tuesday and teaching teachers and parents how to identify signs and things like that, where do you all go from here with this?
Well, on February 5th, we are going to GHS, and we are presenting Talk Saves Lives in combination with Seize the Awkward to each and every GHS student.
And that's what?
that is teaching them how to talk to your friends, how to seize the awkwardness. If you seem that someone's not okay, how to talk to them and let them know it's okay to not be okay and recognize signs and open that conversation. It's awkward conversation to have when you know your friend is struggling, but it's one that we need to have.
It seems at times like high school kids are maybe a lot smarter than I would have been at that point in my life to be able to talk about things and at least research things and you know, help fellow students and things like that. But are there still, it sounds like there's still maybe gaps in that regard, I'm guessing?
I would say yes. It's still an awkward conversation to have, no matter. Sure. I mean, these kids, yes.
There's still peer pressure.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, and we know that as youth move into their adolescent and their teen years, that a lot of times their peers are their biggest support and they're the ones that they're turning to and talking to. And if that's the case, then we just want to make sure that they have the correct information so that when they're talking to their friends and their friends are giving them advice or responding to them, they're giving them appropriate and accurate information.
Okay. All right. The More Than Sad event for parents is next Tuesday night at the Thomas Legacy Center, correct?
Yes.
And you're looking for parents to hopefully register for this ahead of time, right?
Absolutely. That would be great. But if they can't, all are welcome. I mean, if you find that you've gotten some free time that you didn't think you were going to have, please come out and join us.
Jessica, should folks call your office if they do want to register?
So it's best to reach me by email.
Okay.
So you can email me at jdonaldson@roe33.net if you are interested in joining us.
And we also have that information on our community events page at WGIL.com. And I know your email is on that. So hopefully that that will get some people registered. And again, it's next. What time is it next Tuesday night? I never asked.
Oh, it's from 6 p.m. or 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Thomas Legacy Center.
All right, very good. All right, Chastity Smith, Tina Benedict, and Jessica Donaldson, thank you so much for coming in tonight, and thanks for all the work you all are doing for the community to help make things better for all of us. So we greatly appreciate it.
Yes, thanks for having us.